to prepare breakfast.
I forgot to ask you, do you have any children?
A few, 10.
Is that really? Tell me about them. Well, you have 10 children.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Well, that's my oldest boy.
I had 10 children, I'd never see 50, not to mention 80. Huh?
Well, you'd have to get 2 so you could stand
it. I guess so.
Well, you'd be tough as a pine. See, what person makes you tough? Try it.
Yeah, no, I'm too old for try anymore. I'm over the hill.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know. Walter, he's my oldest boy. He's, I believe, 56 years old. Uh-huh. It will be January 16th. Uh-huh. And then there was one named William. He lives at down close to Canley. Ben, that's the boy that runs the store up there. And Gary, he's in Belton, Texas. He's another one of the boys. And C.G. Jr., he lives right down the street there in the way. Tom Mills, a little one. There, just a little way. And I got one daughter who lives at Hiawassee. And one right here in Wahoo District, and one in Hall County. That just about gets
me. I see. Where's Candler? You mentioned.
Candler's below Gainesville. I don't know, it must be about 8 miles down there in the field or something like
that. I don't know. That surprises me. I'm embarrassed that I didn't know that town. I know the name Candler, of course. That's a very well-known name in Atlanta and at Emory, where I am. You know, Candlers were very important in
Coca-Cola.
Right. Coca-Cola University. That's what they call Emory.
You wouldn't forget that name.
That's what they call Emory, Coca-Cola University. Well, what I was getting at was if you'd use which of these words sounds more common to you? She cleans up the house, she reds up the house, or she tidies up the house?
Well, tidies is what I'd say should be.
Okay. And how about reds up? Is that familiar to you at all?
That's when you step on the accelerator to go
Oh, revs up, yeah. Okay, all right, okay.
The blue yonder.
Okay, right.
I see them doing jets, you know, boy.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, and a thing you might use to sweep the floor would be a...
We had brush brooms, and broom straw brooms was most common.
Okay, how were those made?
Well, they'd go up and they'd ring broom sort of like ringing a chicken's neck, you know. They'd go around there and they'd break it off.
Yeah.
And then they'd take a twine or whatever they had, if they didn't, they'd peel off some poplar bark or something. Yeah. And they'd put it down and go around and draw it through like a hairdo or something.
Yeah.
And sweep up the storm, they'd make dust.
Okay. Now I want to ask you a little bit about how the laundry was done.
Oh, scrub boards, bedding. They had a pedal, something like a baseball bat, it's flat. But they'd take the clothes up there, you know, and then you'd rub it, and they'd take a little bed and say it's real greasy. But then they didn't do a little greasy kid stuff like we do today. Like, it's meat and lard grease then, but now it's oil and sludge.
Yeah, right.
And I'd get from the mechanic, you know, I'd be so greasy, boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Water just wouldn't hardly touch it, you know. You got to have special soap or something to get to the bottom of it.
Did they have
dry cleaners or something?
Yeah. Did they have a you said a battling stick?
Yes.
Or board? Did they have a bench or something that they?
Yes, they had a board, a bench.
And the battling. What I want to know is, was the battling board the thing that the clothes were put flat on? And then the stick was the thing they hit it with.
Blam, blam, blam.
Blam, blam, blam. Okay. All right. And how about to get the wrinkles out of clothes?
Well, they used what we call sad irons. I can show you one.
Sad?
Yeah.
Sad iron.
That's the name of it.
Uh-huh.